Wisconsin undergraduates in the UW system may see their first tuition increase since state lawmakers froze tuition for in-state undergrads more than a decade ago. Last week, UW System President Jay Rothman told the State Assembly's Colleges and Universities Committee that he will be asking the Board of Regents to approve a 5% increase for the next academic year.
It is essential that we seek this increase for the long-term financial viability of our universities and to sustain the quality of education, research, and services that we provide.
Just yesterday, Governor Evers said he would prefer the UW system get more money coming from the state as opposed to Wisconsin students and parents. His budget proposal would add more than $300 million to the UW system. Rich Kramer covers higher education for Wisconsin Public Radio. He joins us now with the latest. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be back, Rob.
Can you take us back to the start of Wisconsin's in-state tuition freeze? When did it begin and why has it stuck around?
This goes way back to the 2013-2015 budget, and the freeze came after Republican lawmakers became very angry and accused the UW system of raising tuition exponentially over a series of years while holding on to more than around $600 million in cash reserves from unspent tuition. The UW system said at the time that those reserves were not just laying around, it was dedicated to various things. But because of the anger over that, and because the Republicans held, you know, the Assembly, the Senate, and the governor's seat, it led to a tuition freeze that continued, until 2021.
How did the UW Board of Regents regain the authority to set tuition rates for the UW system, especially when it comes to in-state undergraduates?
That was included in the state budget, the 2021-2023, the current state budget. And the authority, so former UW system president Tommy Thompson essentially said that he had to negotiate with lawmakers about finding the right balance between, you know, a request for additional money from the state and the authority to get the tuition freeze lifted. And Republican lawmakers at the time said that, you know, it's been a long time. This authority should go back to the regents. But they also warned Thompson that, you know, if you include tuition increases in your UW system budget request, it won't go anywhere. So he said that kind of casually from the hip during a forum, and it really caught my attention. So they've also, since they've regained that authority, they haven't recommended a freeze since. Like, this is the first time that the regents and UW system president seem poised to actually go forward with that.
And what does UW system president Jay Rothman say in support of this idea of boosting the tuition after so many years?
Well, he says that UW system, you know, tuition is already more affordable than most other states, or I think he said all other states in the Midwest. And he said that'll continue to be the case even after this 5% increase. So he says affordability won't be a factor. And as he mentioned in the cut that you played, they just have been, you know, asking for more revenue. They haven't gotten a lot of additional revenue from any one state budget. So they're looking at this as an option. And I should back up a little bit, because in addition to the tuition freeze, there was a $250 million cut in that state budget during the Walker administration. And that led to a lot of cuts that, you know, they had early retirement incentives. So a lot of faculty left the UW system, and some UW faculty members have said quality of education could be or is being affected as a result of that. So this is an attempt to try to get back some additional revenue.
Talking to WPR higher education reporter Rich Kramer about a proposal from the UW system president to boost tuition for in-state undergrads after a long tuition freeze. Want to check out some action from the governor and in the legislature, Rich. Now, a proposal by a state representative looking to peg tuition increases, or limit, I guess, tuition increases to inflation. What are we seeing there?
That bill came from, there's more lawmakers involved with it, but the main driver behind it is Republican Assemblyman Dave Murphy. He chairs the Assembly's Colleges and Universities Committee. He's circulated that bill for co-sponsors, and the memo attached to it essentially said, you know, the legislature needs to have some sort of a limit on there because they didn't want to see big increases like they had in past years. This isn't the first time there was a tuition freeze. There was individual years where freezes had taken place, and then afterwards tuition rose quickly afterward. And he didn't want to see that happen again, but he was surprised when Jay Rothman mentioned this 5% increase during a committee hearing that he was chairing. Murphy said he didn't realize that 5% was under the current rate of inflation, which was 6.4% this spring.
And then Governor Evers, as I mentioned, included a boost in funding for the UW system. What is he calling for? What's the case he's making?
The governor is recommending, there's two parts to it. So there's the operating budget, and then there is the capital budget. But for the operating budget, which pays for, you know, instructional activities, he is recommending an additional $305 million for the UW system. That is a big increase. And he said that because of that, at the time, he said that tuition shouldn't have to be raised with that additional revenue. The trick is, though, that what the governor proposes for a budget is definitely not what winds up in the final budget once the Republican-controlled legislature gets done with it. So in the past, he's recommended what they call funding the freeze. So while the freeze was still in effect, the governor had recommended in past budgets big increases to kind of backfill the lost revenue from that, or the projections of lost revenue. And that did those sorts of funding the freeze things were pulled from the budget by Republicans in past years. So that could be also why the UW system is looking to kind of take matters into their own hands again. But I would assume that the tuition increase proposal and this additional money the governor is recommending could raise some eyebrows.
It's a long and winding road to a final budget, Rich. Have Republicans in the legislature given any indication on what they think of the governor's proposal this time around for a boost to the UW system?
Well, with regard to the UW system, I haven't seen any statements, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican from Rochester, essentially said of the budget in its entirety that it's devoid from reality. So that kind of gives you a taste of what they think about it.
And briefly, Rich, what's the next step for this tuition increase proposal to the Board of Regents?
Well, it sounds like the UW Board of Regents are going to consider it and potentially approve it at their meeting later this month. That meeting is going to be happening at UW Stout, right in my neck of the woods in Menominee. So it still could be voted down by the board, but generally things that are recommended by the UW system president pass the board. So we'll see.
Rich, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
That's Rich Kramer. He covers higher education for WPR. Join us for a look at proposals for funding the UW system and the possibility of the first in-state tuition increase for in-state undergrads in over a decade.